truly appreciate your consideration of this resolution to allow us to affirmatively act on behalf of the numerous constituents who have called us and emailed us on this critical issue. And I'm pleased to be working and sponsoring this resolution with Senator Camara Bartolotta. So under the guise of, and I quote, improving tax compliance, the Biden administration announced earlier this year, this month, a plan that would require every financial institution, our banks, from the very largest to the smallest community bank, our credit unions, other financial service providers like Venmo and PayPal, to not only track, but to submit to the IRS the total inflows and outflows of every account that has a balance of more than $600. On many fronts, we have questions and concerns about how this program will be rolled out. Fundamentally, our American taxing system has always been about voluntary compliance. Even in the IRS's strategic plan for 2018 through 2022, the IRS doubled down on this principle. On page 7 of their strategic plan, it states, "The American tax system is based on voluntary compliance and supported by appropriate enforcement." Since the Biden administration initially rolled out this plan to the public, they've backtracked. They've changed the dollar amount from $600 to $10,000 of inflows or outflows. The average American has annual transactions totaling $61,000, which is far greater than the latest threshold. And maybe this plan will change again. However, this resolution attempts to lend a voice to that debate in Washington, D.C. And what I want to make crystal clear is that regardless of the dollar amount, the IRS and the federal government has no business snooping on your banking records. And the IRS, which has a notorious track record of data breaches, should not be asking for greater access to personal banking records. Our counterparts in D.C. would be wise to instead put the IRS under greater restraint. In May of 2015, the IRS initially announced it was hacked, and they believed that 114,000 taxpayer accounts were compromised. By August, they said that number was closer to 334,000 accounts. In February of the following year, they found the total number of taxpayers affected to be more than 700,000. This massive data breach leaked Social Security numbers, dates of birth, tax filing status, and home addresses. And now the Biden administration wants to allow this federal agency to look into the average American's financial transactions through a licensed institution. This agency is consistently subject to hacking attacks, and in some cases the hackers have been successful and have wreaked havoc. Rather than seek more information, the IRS should look at how it can best protect Americans and their sensitive financial data. This new plan is an effort to grow federal spending beyond our wildest imagination. And while elected officials at the federal level need to make that decision, we can have a collective voice saying that the federal government has no business at looking into personal financial records and transactions in order to balloon our government spending. We can say no to this intrusion into our personal banking by saying yes to Senate Resolution 195. Thank you, Chairman DeSanto, Chairman Street, and members of the committee.